Yeah, thank you very much, Porty, for this. Of course, you know, when you fail, some people would want to blame others for their failures. Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, they have envoys working from day one since December 2013 to bring peace to South Sudan. And that commitment by the three countries, Kenya, Sudan, and Ethiopia, it is still there, and they are trying to bring peace to South Sudan. So Barnaba should be focusing on how to bring peace instead of accusing a friendly neighbor who is actually committed to bring peace to South Sudan. So for me, he should be focusing on how us as SPLM, SPLA, and then the government, how can we bridge our differences and bring peace to South Sudan as soon as possible. South Sudan belongs to all of us. It does not belong to Ethiopia. It does not belong to Sudan. It does not belong to Kenya. It does not belong to Uganda. It belongs to South Sudanese. We must work together to bring peace to South Sudan so that we have stability.
Now, are you therefore denying that Sudan is providing you with arms and ammunition in your effort, in your rebellion to overtake government or to overtake South Sudan and seize power militarily?
You know, from the beginning, there was no intention of even fighting from our side. We were raising reforms democratically. It was Salva who introduced violence to all of us. Sudan has nothing to do with this. We are not getting any arms from Sudan. We are getting what we are getting from Salva. He's actually buying it for all of us. And then when we are fighting, we supply ourselves from what we get from the field. This is actually to answer your question. But the focus should be bringing peace and stability to South Sudan.
The IGAD Troika issued a statement today saying they expect all parties to be present to negotiate so a final peace deal will be signed on the deadline of August 17. What is your part, in this case, Dr. Riek Machar, your leader, doing about this? Because it appears all the parties are not there.
Well, it is actually the contrary. We are here. Myself and my leader, Dr. Riek Machar, we were in South Africa, and we have to cut short our trip to be here starting from the 11th of August. They were supposed to meet Salva and Dr. Riek. They were supposed to meet on the 13th and 14th. We have been waiting since August 11th for this meeting to take place. We are here, all of us. We are here. We are waiting for Salva. Salva is not here. And we are actually telling him to come and negotiate with us so that we bring peace on the 17th of August 2015. We are committed to the date, and we are committed to bringing peace to the people of South Sudan based on the IGAD Plus draft compromise agreement. We are not happy with the document. It is a very bad document for us, but this is actually the only document that we can use as a basis for negotiation with Salva so that we can compromise.
So, therefore, are you committed to ensuring that a peace deal is signed and all fighting or the conflict will end by 17th of August as stipulated by regional forces backed by the international community?
Yes, because we are here, we are ready to negotiate with Salva. If he's here today, today is the 15th of August, we have 2 days left. We are ready to negotiate with him to bring peace on the 17th of August. And my leader, Dr. Riek Machar, is here waiting for him. Our negotiating team is here since the 6th of August, negotiating with the team of Salva, but there are no progress. The issues that are actually left, the 5 issues that are left to be discussed by the principal, the issue of federalism, the issue of security arrangement, the issue of accountability, the issue of power sharing in the national and also state and local level are still left to be discussed by the leaders so that we can actually have a breakthrough on the 17th of August.